KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Craig here with Rainbow Radio. We got some fabulous guests this morning. Can't wait to get to the show. So welcome, welcome, Laguna Beach. Wake up, get that first cup of coffee. Let's get going. Take it away, Israel. Morning. I got two fabulous guests here this morning. We're going to get right to it and introduce you. First of all, I have Stacey King, and she's going to represent the other half of the LGBT, and there's a few other, I guess, shades in between. Stacey, say hello.
Good morning, Laguna.
I'm going to, hopefully she'll be a staple here at Rainbow Radio as a co-host, so we get all spectrums of the color in our rainbow, which is a fabulous thing. And now I have Calvin Harris, not to be confused with the other Calvin Harris, which there's been some, do you really got him on the show? No, I have the genuine article. The other one's the faux one, right, Calvin?
Yes, this is the original.
The original. We love original.
Aloha, Craig.
So we're going to dive into a little bit with what Calvin has in his background, and Stacey and I are going to pick his brain, I think, as much as we can. First of all, Stacey, tell me a little bit about yourself as my co-host here on the lovely 93.5 Rainbow Radio, KX93, Laguna Beach's only radio.
Well, I'm proud to be here. Thank you very much. I am originally from the Midwest, Illinois.
Oh.
Across from Cornfield, Illinois, not Chicago. I'm in the middle of the state, transferred here with a company and decided I don't want to shovel snow ever again. And I love it. And I love being here, and I love the weather, I love the people, I love all the attractions, all the shades of the colors.
We love you, and I'm just so pleased to be able to have you here at our show. Hopefully we can, this will work as we move forward, and we've got a lot, I think what's happening lately is that there's so many more people listening that we're getting a lot of response as far as people being interested as being on the show. And for me, that's very flattering and makes me feel really good. So, Stacey, we may have some really interesting present company included, Calvin.
Absolutely.
Oh, if you could see his face right now. Oh, my.
Very colorful.
No cussing, Calvin. That's against
I noticed. I saw that. I'm biting my tongue.
Behave yourself. So as we move forward, hopefully we'll even have some more. Again, it's my hope to get two mayors of Laguna Beach, hopefully the current one and a past one who was the first, do you know his name, Calvin? The first gay mayor.
Yes. No.
In Laguna Beach. And I can't think
of his name either. As soon as you said it, the recognition
went away.
Was there.
Anyway, we'll come back. We'll right. circle back around to that.
Right.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to two people. Now, I am gay, in case you didn't know. But I have two female friends in my world that I dearly love, and I want to give a shout out to them. I want to play a Beatles song that I feel is indicative of my friendship with them. It's Lynn in the UK, who may be listening as she flew home this last week, and it's Donna in San Juan Capistrano. They both love the Beatles, and they are both in my life, as this song will represent. Take it away, Paul. And John, I think.
There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall.
Oh, that goes out to my two favorite ladies in my world, Lynn and Donna. Thank you. I hope you got the message today. First, I want to get some housekeeping stuff out of the way. Every week we have I'm a little guest list, and we have different people that I will alert you to via if you sign up on the website, which is Rainbow Radio, rainbow-radio.com. If you go there and put your email in, I'll make sure you know you're updated on who's coming up and who's been here. You can listen to past shows. Again, that's rainbow-radio.com, Rainbow Radio, rainbow-radio.com. So every week we're going to have a guest interview. And again, if you know of any secrets, be sure to let me in on them so we can get them on the show, which was about anything that's happening in Laguna Beach that's significant and exciting and what's going on. Also, I want to feature a LGBTQ business of the week. So this week, we don't have a business of the week other than our lovely sponsor, which is Villa Real Estate and agent Michael Johnson. They're luxury residential real estate. They're in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa. And we're so pleased to have Mike as our sponsor of this show for our fifth week, our fifth show. And again, if you'd like to sponsor this, you can also contact Monica here at the station, and she can set you up for sponsor. I think it goes month to month, so we may have some available sponsorship. Every week I will do a featured artist, LGBT artist. This week it's Rufus Wainwright, and we have some music from him. A little bit of news about what's going on. I'm going to talk about the Heritage Committee. And then this week I'm going to start with an editorial, if we have time. If we don't have time, I will scratch my editorial because we have a lot to get to. So before we do anything more, let's talk to Stacy. Let's roast Calvin here a little bit about his background. And
oh my goodness, I feel the flames coming up already.
No,
got my marshmallows ready.
Oh,
let me give you a little background on Calvin before he is a native of Los Angeles and a former student at the Prosperos. Thank you, School of Ontology. Right?
Did I say that right? Correct.
Yes. In Santa Monica. And he loves humanity, and in being a native of Los Angeles, he has a world of experience in diversity and has a wonderful, and all the wonderful colors of the rainbow that make up the human spirit.
I am now a mentor for the Prosperos, and as well as my business and life coaching. So it's amazing how that's gone full circle.
So as a mentor, you have clients, I assume?
Yes, and it's usually individuals that come to me if there's that sense of shame or blame. And I guess because of one that has gone through a lot of that myself, there is that recognition. There, being a mentor, I will do classes, and it sort of overlaps with my coaching, which is to help individuals to be the best that they can be based on what they say they want to do, which success means different things to different people. And trying to have them see what that is, and then we explore from there. So it gets really exciting. I think part of that is because of me being very curious about people. And that curiosity over the years has then created an observation of individuals. And I think with that, a listening that individuals really
so
appreciate.
So listening is your primary skill, and being able to maybe mirror some of those thoughts back to that person and help them through many things, I assume, right?
Yes.
Get some challenges as life's experiences may toss you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to do it with some humor, my goodness, so many individuals have no humor.
Well, you seem to not be in short supply from my knowing you and your world's experiences, yes.
Well, I think that's one of the things we all want is some happiness in our life, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. What's if you can't laugh, what's the point? There's humor in everything.
Thank you.
And sometimes we're so ridiculous. I was on the phone with a friend from Atlanta who had gone through eye surgery, and he had this blue cap on, and they were prepping him, and he had this little blue dot, and he sends this picture. And the ironic thing about this picture is that you never see him smiling in any pictures. And I ask, why the smile? He goes, well, all of a sudden I realized how ridiculous it was. I started laughing. And I go, well, isn't that most of our life?
Yeah, if you can't laugh at it, that's not good. No, yeah. No. So are you continuing with clients right now?
Yes. It's as they appear, as they come.
Yeah.
And then we set up appointments. We set up action items. We try and get to more of their real self, their innate self.
Yeah.
Many times, we all have our persona. And the problem is it's not getting caught up in who you think you are or what you're projecting, but really have that sense of what's behind that, what's behind the mask, because the persona does mean mask.
I see. So we have no personas here. We're in the raw.
Duh.
Right, Stacey?
Well, I have my mask.
There
I don't go anywhere without my mask.
There you go.
That's my mask.
Oh, my. All right, we're going to take a short break here, and I'm going to play a song that I know that Calvin wanted to hear, and it's a classic from a few years ago. So again, this is KX93.935, Laguna Beach's only FM radio station. This is Craig Cooley with Rainbow Radio, Saturday morning. I'll shout out to all the people over at the Saturday Market. I hope your radios are tuned in and you're listening and buying some fantastic items over there.
No complaints.
It's about life.
And no regrets.
It's Eartha Kitt.
I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets, for I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got. I've had my share drank my fill. And even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road, beyond the hill, and do it all again. So here's to life, and all the joys it brings. Here's to life, to dreamers and your dreams. It's funny how the years go by with a lover's warm hellos and a sad goodbye, leaving you with memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. For there's no yes in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings and it takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I want to play for love, for laughs, for life. So here's to life, and all the joys it brings. Here's to life, to dreamers and your dreams. May all your storms be weathered, and all that's good get better. Here's to life, here's to love, and here's to you. May all your storms be weathered, and all.
Okay, that's Eartha Kitt. I guess we have, Stacy actually has a little story about her.
Well, I have a friend, a very dear friend, who also worked in the movie industry, and he was at a concert, and after the concert, he must have gone out the wrong door, and he was like at the sidewalk, and this big, gorgeous limousine pulled up, and the lady that got into the limousine and grabbed my friend and said, "Get in the limousine with you," and John was like, "No," and she said, "No, I want you in the limousine with me." It was Eartha Kitt, and so he got it. He got to get in the
limousine. I hope he got in the limo.
He did. He did get in the limo with her. He was so excited. He's like, "No," he's like, "Yeah, come on in." So they had a good talk in the limo.
All right. So Stacy, you moved from Washington, Illinois here. I know.
It is Washington, Illinois.
And she did, and there is a Washington, Illinois. and she did coach women's basketball for many years, right?
Well, I love you, but I should shoot you. I didn't play basketball at all. I couldn't shoot a basket.
Oh,
I played,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was women's volleyball.
Oh, volleyball. Sorry. Oh, now that's the white ball, right? That's not the orange ball?
That we played on.
It's not
on
the pointed ball, right?
No, it's not the
brown
pointed,
ball.
No, what
I
is
get
even
confused.
That? No, I don't even
sand.
Know what that is.
I'm gay. What do I say?
Go
no.
to the sand.
I don't want to have any stereotypes. There are a lot of gay sports bars. People think that because you're gay, you don't do sports. But I always make fun of it because I think everyone assumes I'm such a big guy, I must really be into sports, you know, and it just was never part of our...
Piano bars myself. Yeah,
oh, that's very sporting, yes.
That's very sporty.
Well, it's always good to be sporting. So, and you're here with Georgina, your wife, right?
Well, She's my partner.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
all right. And you've lived here in Laguna Beach for how long?
I've lived in Laguna for probably 12 years.
And you love it.
Oh, love it. I lived right downtown by the volleyball beach.
Volleyball. Now that's sand. The white ball, right?
It is the white ball that you can play in the sand.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Oh, now I know. Yeah, thank you.
No brown pointy parts. Just a white volleyball. Everyone can play that sport.
That's good. So let's. You had a question for Calvin, I think.
I did when you were talking earlier, and I coached, which was a sport. I had guidelines to coach, but you're a life coach, which there are no guidelines really, and no two people are the same. So my question was, is like, how would people get a hold of you? How would they contact you to follow your expertise and your guidance?
Oh, well, Stacy, they can shoot me a line at Calvin, the numeral 2, and then the word talk. So calvintotalk@gmail.com.
Oh, good.
And
that's Calvin with a C.
That's Calvin with a C, yes. Craig is saying that because at one point I was getting all kinds of Facebook comments,
right.
Because
and they tossed you off.
No, because of my imposter, Calvin Harris, the DJ, and I'm saying there is a picture of me on there. Why are these people sending?
Yeah, the wrong
sending
email.
Me these posts. So finally, I just moved to a different email. So it's Calvin with a K there, but definitely on the. Email that you would send to me. It's Calvin with a C and then the numeral 2, talk@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then we would set up an opportunity to talk and see where we can go from there.
Good. Thank you.
I might
look you up. Might shoot you an email.
Excellent.
All right.
Stacy, we were talking mm-hmm. about volleyball on the sand downtown, and when in 1969, when I first came to Laguna, there was volleyball downtown. Mm-hmm. What was interesting is that there was a large gay bar downtown on Main Beach, as well as a smaller dance bar. All within
one proximity. What's happened? We had early, and Calvin's kind of a historian here, and I think you should get on there is a committee here. You should participate with it in Laguna Beach. It was started by Chris Tibbett and I, and it's called LGBT and Q Heritage and Culture Committee. And I'm going to talk a little bit about them, and we can maybe bounce a few things back and forth. You have some questions of me, perhaps. Their mission is to see the heritage and culture of the LGBTQ community reflected, honored, and celebrated in Laguna Beach. So they have, or we have, I guess we should say, meetings once a month. If you'd like to participate in it and make a contribution and get involved with a lot of very fun and, I think, brilliant individuals, it's a great place to go, to meet, just get a hold of me, CraigWCooley@gmail.com, Craig W. Cooley, or you can contact the station, 93.5KX, it's actually the URL for 93.5 is KX935.com, KX935.com, and leave a message for Craig, and we'll get you in touch with the next meeting. Some of the things they talk about, there's the Garden of Peace and Love here in Laguna Beach, and they're talking about the upgrades and the maintenance of it, and a plaque that is there for everyone to read. Putting together some archives, some story clips with StoryCorps, which is where you can leave messages and leave your own dialogue for everyone to hear about the history. If you don't know it, Laguna Beach in the world scene, I guess we should say, is a huge, huge part of the LGBT community. And we often think of L.A. or Long Beach with their pride festivals. It's fair to say we had the first gay mayor in the nation. We had the first gay presidential candidate that was from Laguna Beach. in the nation, and so that we know about. So there's a great deal of heritage here, and we're trying to put together as much of that information to share with as many people as we can. I've recovered. I feel better. I want to send out my apologies to Bob Gentry. He was the first gay mayor in the nation here in Laguna Beach, a big part of the history of Laguna Beach. So, Bob, we would love to team you up with Mayor Tony Eisman some point, perhaps in January is what we're looking at the schedule, but that would be great to get both of you. Maybe Bob can get in on a phone line, and we can actually maybe entice the mayor here for an hour on Saturday morning. So we'll work on that. Right now I'm going to go to a featured classic iconic music artist that we have this week. And as I said, it's Rufus Wainwright, and that's a mouthful. He comes from a family in Canada that their whole background has been music. I actually saw him perform as a warm-up act to Katie Lang at the Hollywood Bowl 1 year. And that was when he was doing a Judy Garland tribute, which was really good. He's praised by the New York Times for his genuine originality. Rufus Wainwright, see, there I go, established himself as one of the great male vocalists and songwriters of his generation. The New York-born, Montreal-raised singer-songwriter has released 7 studio albums, 3 DVDs, and 3 live albums, including the fantastic Grammy-nominated Rufus Does Judy at Carnegie Hall, which captured his celebrated Lady Judy Garland tributes performance at the London Palladium in 2007. In an album release, The Stars, which went gold in Canada, in the UK. He received a Juno Awards, and I don't know, it just goes on and on. I'm just going to get to his song here, and the one I picked is kind of a fun, emotional song. It's by Cohen, and it's, well, let's just play the song, okay?
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew. Tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 The time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Rufus Wainwright. Craig here on Rainbow Radio. We're going to get back to Calvin here a little bit. I think Stacy had a question for him. I forget what it was.
Well, the question was, when you answered it, on how could someone contact you if they felt they needed to follow your expertise or they were on the brink of something?
Well, I have a question for Calvin. Having, you know, well, we're past 30, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're past 30. So you've had some experiences that perhaps a younger generation hasn't had, and perhaps hopefully won't have in some cases ever again because things have changed. I'd like to get your view on what's happened, historically and in your past, and what your aspirations and feeling are about the future, because I think that's an important background to have to actually look at to the future and what your hopes are. Do you have any thoughts on that, Calvin?
Yes, I think that the future many times is built on what has happened in the past before. And so many individuals will negate history. And it's interesting that people are always concerned with the end of the world. Well, what they don't realize is that the world has ended several times. Mm-hmm. Within my generation, within my lifetime, the major catastrophes that have gone on within the gay community with the AIDS epidemic, the culture of how it was before uh-huh. and after that, the cultural changes from individuals having to hide their identities to being more open and exploring them. It's interesting also to see how individuals have gone from expressing themselves fully to almost going back and wanting to do traditional lives. That whole concept of normalcy. And some of the things that I will be working with individuals is perhaps normalcy versus authenticity.
Okay.
During the 60s, there was so much that was going on.
Well, I'd say for me in the 70s, too, there was a wild freedom, I think, that from being suppressed for so many years, where we really struck out and tried to be as outrageous as possible. So what you're saying is we've become outrageous, and now we almost want to be normal again. And I like the outrageous part of it a little bit. I want to stick there.
Well, it's interesting because...
So would you say for the future, sorry to interrupt, but mm-hmm. would you say for the future maybe we should be a little bit more outrageous?
I think we need to be a little more balanced. And that is not really thinking that we're the first to do this. And this is what history teaches us. I'm reading uh-huh. right now this book. It's called Om. And it's the history of yoga. And what's interesting about this is that the person that brought this forward in America happened to be an individual that was from the Midwest.
No. Stacy, did you hear that?
Probably close to Washington.
Yeah. Praise the Midwest.
That's right.
But that whole concept of recreating yourself and that, but it's a double-edged sword because all of a sudden your message becomes clouded or misseen in your persona. And that book certainly deals with this person's persona in that and the problems that happen when you don't try and reach a balance. So because the 30s were wild. I mean, you had the jazz age. I recently saw Cabaret mm-hmm. and had to remember some of the things that we were doing in the 60s and 70s were really outrageous yeah. to that. But I think what we've done is that we're looking at concepts of sexuality, concepts of morality in different lights. And these are the kinds of things that people wow. need to look at on a person-to-person
yes.
level.
Yes, and find your own way through that.
Yes.
Yes. What identify with it, what's important to you.
And also, I love young people because the young people always think that whatever is happening, this is the first time that it's happened. And just to sit back and watch and watch that. And also their relationships with their parents, which always goes south during the time of their teenage years until they become adult enough to realize, well, maybe the old guy might know something.
Yeah. Well, and also, speaking of you knowing something, you also mentioned that you not just only just work with individuals, you work with families that might be struggling with multiple issues. And you've thrown a few lifelines to a few people, I understand, and changed their lives and perhaps saved them in some cases. And for that, I admire you, Calvin. And that's a wonderful thing to do. I know in my life's experience, I inadvertently, not intentionally, saved someone's life just by being there on a Sunday when they were ready to take a different path. And they didn't tell me till months later when they'd had a few drinks. And they said, by the way, you saved my life. I go, I did? Tell me when. So you never know, you know. Being kind, there's a great Bette Midler song called Hello in there, and I was tempted to play it, but it's about reaching out to people even on the street or somewhere and just saying hello. I mean, when I worked at the bank, sometimes people would come in and the highlight of their day was to have the teller say to them, how's your day going, you know, and brighten their day. And so I think it's important. You never know how far reaching what we do, things like you, Calvin, and your participation in life as you embrace it fully. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you being here to share with us yourself and what you've done and your hopes for the future. Let me give you one last word here. What are your hopes for the future?
Well, right now I'm in a project with the group, the Prosperos, to perhaps increase more teaching amongst the members. And also, we have an array of historic books that led up to the development of our group, and going over and getting that that proficiency and that knowledge that goes on there. Plus, as you may remember through our chatter about my salons, where we would look at books, we would look at movies, and then see how, what benefit, what goal there was there. Because a lot of times we don't have to go through things if we can learn. What,
yeah.
Absolutely. So maybe get some things like that set up where more books and movies and plays are looked at, and then have a conversation around tables about that.
So if someone wanted to know more about Prosperos?
The Prosperos, uh-huh.
Prosperos. They could get a hold of you again at Calvin with a C, C-A-L-V-I-N 2.
Numeral
Talk, 2. T-A-L-K, at gmail.com. They could get a hold of you there. Learn about this organization and what it does and what it contributes to us as a culture and as a group in the world.
There's one other thing that I want to say, is that I believe coming up this Tuesday is Earth Day, where a lot of individuals will be working with this sense of oneness and their being and how they can contribute to the world as a whole for more authentic and wholeness within everyone's life.
Perfect.
Wow. I hope this is not too heavy for everyone on Saturday morning. It's Rainbow Radio. I promise we'll have some more fun things as we move forward. But, you know, it's all a process. It's all life. And I love and embrace life. And that's what part of the Rainbow Radio is about. It's sharing the culture with and the humanity, I suppose, with the multitudes. And so with that, we're going to play another song here called Catch and Release, which I firmly believe in.
There's a place I go to when no one knows me. It's not lonely, it's a necessary thing. It's a place I made up, find out what I made up. The nights I've stayed up, counting stars and fighting sleep. Let it wash over me, I'm ready to lose my feet. Take me off to the place where one reviews life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up, that's my part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got their reason,
Everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body and it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Life's mystery. Steady on down the line. Lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got the reason. Everybody got the way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. And it gets into your body, flows right through your blood. Can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum.
Oh, that was Matt Simmons. Catch and release. It's a wonderful song. Love the words. For the first time ever, I'm going to do an editorial, and I've toiled with this and thought perhaps maybe it was time. So here we go. I was wondering where all the bumper stickers have gone. I remembered when it was Kennedy and Nixon and everyone expressed their choices to the presidential election with bumper stickers along with yard signs. I'm that old. What can I say? These items prompted ongoing and open conversations about political candidates, what they stood for, and there was free and unfettered expression of our political views at colleges, high schools, in coffee shops, at social gatherings. Even our teachers and educators were open about their political views, and young minds across the nation frequently had debates about the candidates and the issues facing our nation. It didn't matter if you were a Democrat or Republican, independent, or any level of conservative or liberal. We talked, but now, well, it seems to have changed. I feel sadly that it has come to the point that to share our political views may be hazardous to our social standing, our businesses, and even our employment. I have to ask, have we all become victims of sensational one-sided news reporting, depending on your news source? Are they not unlike the dreaded televangelist that preaches hate and fear to motivate, promote donations when they should be touting more about love and acceptance? What happened? Could it be that we have allowed ourselves to become too manipulated, marginalized, and polarized by a new news media generation? Are our news media friends really giving us the truth, or is it the reality that there are sensational half-truths with a hidden market-driven ratings agenda? Or could it be that high-paid political PR experts are to blame, driving us apart with divisive rhetoric that panders to the special interest and sponsors by manipulating the media and the masses, or both? I don't know. I am not the expert here. I do know that I do not like feeling uncomfortable about being able to freely express my views. And I know there's a great number of people out there that feel the same. Maybe we're all just feeling too overwhelmed to respond to the new culture. It is definitely a new culture. I miss bumper stickers. It represented dialogue and conversations that were open, interesting, and thought-provoking. I feel it brought people together. It was part of the American process, electing a candidate that we truly wanted for reasons we clearly understood. We considered all the information, conversations on both sides of the aisle, and not just calculated and prejudiced misinformation designed to promote one candidate and diminish the other. We don't talk like we used to talk. We more often avoid a conversation. And somewhere, sadly, hate gets into the mix. Not a good family value. I say get a bumper sticker. Have a conversation. It's everyone's responsibility. I think if we all did just that, it would disarm a lot of the calculated, manipulating agendas. The truth will set us free. But that's just me. Think about it. Bumper stickers.
Yeah, it was good.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Doing the hustle. I had to do a throwback there for an old song, The Hustle, Van McCoy, after my heartfelt editorial, my first editorial ever.
And it was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
So we're going to wrap it up here a little bit and get maybe perhaps play a little more music, but let's get the last word from Stacy. How did you think it went today?
Oh, I think it was wonderful. It's a new experience for me. But I think it's informational, it's fun, and it's much needed.
So yeah. And
I thought it was good.
Very now let's
good.
Talk about last night.
How did we go from that to last night?
You got to watch me. I throw it. Actually, she was entertaining last night at Main Street Bar and Cabaret, I believe.
I was there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, every Friday they kind of have an open mic, and I think that's where I met Georgina and you.
You did. And you know what? I have to just segue that last night, there's an amazing array of talent that you never know. Someone sitting five seats down on the bar gets up to the microphone and sings amazing music.
It's shocking. And some of the, actually some talent from L.A. and San Diego shows up and some world renowned.
Yes.
You got to kind of question yourself. I think I know them. Who is that? Cher? No.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's potluck. You never know what you're going to run into as far as talent. There's always some fabulous talent. I know Georgina is a fabulous singer as well.
Thank you. Yes, she's good.
They're happy to have her there and entertain. Calvin, did you want to wrap up your?
All I want to say is thank you, Craig, for having me on the show and inviting me. And it has certainly been an adventure, and I love it.
We'll have you back.
Yeah. Oh,
I promise we'll punish you more. Oh. It's not a problem.
Oh my goodness! I love this whole sense of social vibrancy that I think that we've been talking about today.
Yeah.
In all of the different aspects that we can get it's just wonderful. And not only that, it does bring for an intimacy on different levels that individuals don't normally have, you know?
Well, and this early in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, yes, and
during coffee.
With one cup I know. Of coffee.
Coffee and intimacy. There you go.
But what a way to start the day.
Absolutely. I love it. Oh, and
life is a beautiful day today in Laguna Beach.
Slip.
A little Freudian slip.
Yeah.
And as we know, Laguna Beach is the center of the universe, right?
Yes, it is.
It is. I want to thank again our sponsor, Villa Real Estate. Thank you, Mike, for being there for us. You have offices in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa. If anyone's out there and wants to support the radio station, they can support it by checking in with Mike Johnson of Villa Realty, or checking in with Meredith here at KX93.5 to become a sponsor of the Rainbow Radio. We're had some great news this last week. There was a meeting here at the station, and we talked about the future and some wonderful things that are going on for the radio station, including some grants that are coming our way, as well as some signage that's been proposed in the city to identify KX93 as a local informational station, so you can find out what's going on in Laguna Beach for everyone. It's not just for Rainbow Radio, but for everyone. And those some exciting things coming up for KX93, and I'm sure it's going to grow stronger and stronger with Tyler at the helm doing what he does best, and that is managing this fabulous radio station. With that, I'm going to take it away to another song here, and soon we'll have Ida May in here in just a few minutes, so hang on to your seats. Here we go. We want to say goodbye, Calvin.
Aloha.
Aloha. And Stacy.
Aloha, Calvin.
Thanks for being here, you two. Love you both.
Love you.
Love
bye.
Bye-bye.
KXRN LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.